things are very rainy in Dillingham. I know that's a very small shot and perspective of what's happening in the region. So can you go ahead and give us a bigger picture?
Sure. Like we talked about last week, Izzy, we have had a number of storms run through the North Pacific and brought cooler weather and rain to Southwest Alaska, Bristol Bay region. Some places during the occasional clear spots have even gotten down into the 30s at night. Temperatures will probably be a little bit warmer some of the time. However, we do have a very cold low pressure system that's dropping into the northern Bering Sea over the weekend. And the weather front associated with that will likely move through the Bristol Bay region early in the week and bring a day or two of cooler and damp weather, but then temperatures should rebound back to near normal or even above normal after that.
We are hearing some stormy reports from Port Muller test fishery.
Yeah, that's directly associated with those storms that have been moving across the area. Most of the storm centers have stayed south of the Alaska Peninsula, but of course the farther southwest are getting into more of the wind field around those low pressure systems. So right in line with the what's causing the weather across the region.
Moving the lens out a little bit, historically, what are we talking about here for a late June in Bristol Bay? I mean, obviously, this is much more normal than last summer when we saw those extreme heat waves. Historically, is this warmer? Is it cooler? What's it looking like?
For June as a whole, so far in the Bristol Bay region, it's actually been warmer than normal. The last week or so, though, has been much closer to normal. The highs mostly in the 50s to around 60, lows mostly in the 40s. That's pretty typical June weather. Now, of course, June is not really into the rainy season for the region yet. Obviously, for Southwest Alaska, there isn't a real strong dry season. What there is more in the springtime. So even though it has been wet, certainly nothing unusual for this time of year.
Looking toward July, what does the region normally experience? And I guess, what can we expect, heading to the summer?
So for the rest of the summer, the brand new outlook for July, issued by NOAA's Climate Prediction Center late last week, does have actually quite a high likelihood for significantly warmer than normal temperatures and above normal rainfall for the region. And the reason for this outlook is not hard to find. Ocean surface temperatures remain significantly warmer than normal across most of the Bering Sea, as well as a large part of the Northeast and North Central Pacific. And with the strongly ocean-dominated climate of the Bristol Bay region, that's really driving a lot of that outlook. Now, of course, if precipitation is above normal, that doesn't necessarily mean it would be stormier than normal, just might be more rain per storm. But at this point, we don't see anything that would lead us to expect a heat wave of days or a week like we had last year. But those kind of events are not going to be seen more than about a week in advance.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk this week, Rick.
You bet. Always happy.